Rishus, Marino, Rabbeinu, Rabbi Weinberger, Le'ili Nishmas, Rav Kleine, Mishkalman, Ben, Revili Melech, Chagiga, Perk Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Hakol Chayavim B'Re'iyah. Everybody's chayiv in the carbon Re'iyah. Hashem wants to see us. The Torah says, Shalosh Pam Bashana, Yerokol Zuchurcha, Al-Pnei Ha'Doin Hashem, that everybody needs to be seen in the Azara. And besides being seen, there's a mitzvah called the carbon Re'iyah. This is a carbon Ola, and everybody is chayiv in it. And it specifically is brought, obviously, when there's a mitzvah to be seen, which is the three regalim. Everybody's this chiv, chutz mecheresh shota v'katan, except for the cheresh, even though he speaks, even if he's only a cheresh in one ear. The Rav says that even if it's one ear, it's because the Torah says, laman yishma'u. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that the Gemara actually learns it from a different pasuk, it seems, because the Torah says, ba'aznehem, that comes to include only people that can hear in both of their ears, not in one of their ear. But either way, it's tafka, person that can hear from both of his ears. A shaita is potter from all mitzvahs because he doesn't have das. A katan, the Rav says, because he's not a b'nei chiyuva. They're p'turin in all mitzvahs. However, a katan that can hold his father's hand and can walk to Yerushalayim, to the Har Habayis, the father has to bring him to be mechanechin in mitzvahs, like we're going to see Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah. V'tumtum. Tumtum is where we don't know whether a person is a zachar or a keva. It's covered up. V'androgynous. An androgynous is a suffix what he is. That's a person that has both simonim of a male and a female. We don't know if it's either or a bria b'fnei atzma. And this is because the Torah says zechurcha. So it's coming to exclude all of these types of people, and also it's coming to exclude noshim because they're not bichlal zechurcha. And I would think that they would be chayiv, even though it's mitzvah seishas man grama, because we learn it out from Gzeira Shavu from Hakel, which they're chayiv in Hakel. Therefore, the Torah tells me, kol zechurcha, it's coming to exclude a woman. Va'avodim shena meshucharim, and also an eved that's not freed. We're dealing with an eved knani that was not freed. The Rav says the reason is because an eved knani has the same din as an isha. Anything that an isha is chayiv or potter, so too by an eved knani. However, what about the person, an eved that's, let's say, owned by two shutfin and one of them free him, so he's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorim, he's half and half. The Gemara says that he's also potter. He's also bichlal avodim shena meshucharim. That's in this mission that we just read. And the reason that is because the Torah says, the Gemara says, it says, a pnei ha'adoin Hashem, and it comes to exclude a person that only has one master. Mashenkin, if a person has more than one master, even if it's only half of him has a second master, a human being, he's also potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out that the Rav actually should have included this, and even though we know that the halacha is that you force this person that's in this quasi-state, this eved, that's half eved, half ben chorin, to be megayer, to you free him, you free the tzad avdus shabo, because he can't have any children in this state, the nafkamina would be, if this chatzi eved was a person that couldn't have children, then you wouldn't force him to be free. He could technically stay chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. And therefore, he would be included in the Mishnah where this type of person would be potter. And yet, you still wouldn't have to free him. So he would stay as is an eved, a chatzi eved, that's potter from Iyah. Mishnah continues, hachiger, a lame person, that he can't walk without help from others, vasuma, or blind, because the Torah says, "B'bak kol Yisrael liros," just like they should be seen. The limit is that they should also see. V'hachola, v'hazaken, u'mishen yochol alos biraglov, and anybody that can't go by his feet. Where can he go? The Rav says, from Yerushalayim to the Azara. So in other words, even if he can't go from next door, from Yerushalayim, he can't even make it from Yerushalayim to the Azara, he's still potter. Obviously, all the more so if he can't go from his city, or he can't go from a faraway city. Ezu katan, so what's this katan that we said is potter? Kol she'ni yachol lirkov al ketefov shol aviv v'lalois mi'ushalayim l'har abayis tiv b'shamis. Shami says, any katan that can't sit on his father's shoulders and be brought from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis. Uveisilomim kol she'ni yachol lechos b'yodo shol aviv v'lalois mi'ushalayim l'har abayis. Anybody that can't hold his father's hands and walk from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis. Shenemar sholosh regolim. It's hinted in the words regolim, three regolim, that they have to be able to walk on your feet. And the Rav says, since a gadol is potter from the Torah, if he can't walk, so too a katan in such a state, according to Beis Hillel, since he can't walk, you don't have a mitzvah to be mechanechim. However, Beis Shammai was more machmir. Beis Shammai held that even if he can just go on the shoulders, even if he can't walk, he's still chayiv, because eventually this child will be able to walk. But obviously, like in all cases, we know the halacha is like Beis Hillel.